is in time to get him.
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single.
It's gone.
Riders win it. Riders win. The game is over. Oh, baby, what a night.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
It's the Frisco Rough Riders in the Northwest Arkansas Naturals meeting for Game 1 of this six-game series from Arvest Ballpark. Hi, everybody, and very happy to have you along, concluding our coverage of the Cacique pregame show. We welcome you in to today's game here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders and Naturals, both teams with phenomenal opening weekends, one on the pitching side, one on the offensive side. This Northwest Arkansas team, one of the best offenses in all of minor league baseball through three games. They've been better than some AAA teams that have been in action for 2 weeks. So it's a good matchup between these two as the Rough Riders really pitched it well over the weekend. Alejandro Osuna is in from the left side. We are ready for baseball with Henry Williams up on the mound here in beautiful Springdale, Arkansas. It is a perfect day for baseball. Williams into his wind, and the first pitch of the game is lashed foul at a play down the left side, and we are underway. 1 minute tardy, 7:06. It is 61 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Just a perfect day for baseball in April. Very light winds blowing out to center field at 4 miles an hour. The offering slips just high of the zone. The count goes to 1-1. And sunshine up above with some white, wispy clouds making their way along the horizon and just up from right center. The pitch. Fastball is high, and it's 2-1 now on Osuna to start the ball game. Osuna, a slow start to the 2025 campaign through three games, just 1-13. Williams has his sign, black glove cuddled into the chest. He pitches. Flicked foul at a play off the hands up onto the sweep level on our left side, and it's 2-2 on Osuna, a left-handed batter. Williams, a tall pitcher, 6'5", 200 pounds, 23 years old, a native of Darien, Connecticut, works from the middle of the slab in the 2-2. Bends him back on an up and in fastball. It's 3-2. That fastball at 94 miles an hour from Williams. Three-pitch pitcher, fastball, curveball, and changeup. He's into his windup in the payoff. High for ball four, and Osuna draws a full count walk to start off the game offensively for the Riders. That brings Sebastian Walcott to the plate. Walcott hitting in the three hole the last couple games because rehabber Josh Young was hitting in the two spot. He has been activated today and is in the lineup today against the Chicago Cubs up on the north side. The pitch. Walcott checks his swing, just nicks the bottom of the baseball, flicking it back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Well, Henry Williams, as mentioned during our pregame coverage, 5-4 last year with Quad Cities, a 3.68 earned run average in 22 games, with 21 of those being starts. The pitch is chopped foul at the plate, down into the ground and squibbing back behind home. It's 0-2 on Walcott. Just underway, no score, top of the first inning, nobody out, one on. And 102 2/3 innings last year, just 92 strikeouts. He's not somebody who's going to blow the fastball by you. The 0-2, a ground ball hit hard up the middle, pass to diving Dickerson to his left and out into left center. Osuna around second on his way to third, and he beats the throw there. Walcott up to second on the throw, and the Riders are in business. Second and third and nobody out. Aggressive base running from Alejandro Osuna on a ball that was pasted at 104 off the bat. And Walcott has at least one hit in every game so far this season. Runners at second and third. Nobody out for Josh Hatcher, who's 5-8 to start the year. Osuna always aggressive on the base pass. No doubt off the bat he was going for third if that ball got through. And Dustin Dickerson, the shortstop, made a good effort but couldn't get it. So now pull side shift for the left-handed batter. First pitch sizzles high, and it's 1-0. That pull side shift, the shortstop Dickerson right behind the bag at second behind Walcott, who's leading off. It's a flurry of left-handers, well, back-to-back anyway. The pitch chopped off the plate, foul, then off of Hatcher's right foot. Out into fair territory, but a foul ball. It's 1-1. Hatcher and Ortiz back-to-back in the lineup as left-handed batters. give you the defense behind Williams today. It's Spencer Nibbins in left, Gavin Cross in center, and Connor Scott is the right fielder today. And the home white-clad Naturals with a gold ball cap. 1-1. Hatcher flicks it foul to the screen behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. Jack Pineda plays the hot corner. Dustin Dickerson is the aforementioned shortstop. Peyton Wilson, the returner at second base. Jack Caglione, the number one prospect at first. And Carter Jensen does the catching. He's the number three prospect in this organization. And second best catching prospect behind Blake Mitchell. 1-2 home. Hatcher cracks it foul out of play down the left side, and it's still one ball and two strikes. They want to make Henry Williams work in this first inning, and already, without recording it out, he's thrown 13 pitches. He readies here from the stretch and delivers home. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high changeup. Hatcher down on strikes. One away, and here's Abimelech Ortiz. Abby certainly liked hitting against the Royals affiliate last year. Abby hit .341 with an over 1,000 OPS against the Naturals a season ago and clubbed three homers here in this ballpark. The pitch. He fouls it back to the screen. It's 0-1. Through three games, Abby is 2-for-13, a .154 average, though he's hit a couple balls hard, including one that probably would have been a homer later on in the season out to right center on Sunday. 0-1 pitch. Inside, nearly hit him. Fastball, about belt high. He shot his backside out of the way. And it's one ball and one strike. One out, runners at second and third. No score. We play in the top of the first inning. Osuna at third, Walcott at second. The pitch. Squibbed off the end of the bat. A little nubber over towards the on-deck circle where Cam Cauley collects it and tosses it to the bat boy. One ball and two strikes now on Ortiz, and Williams, outside of the leadoff walk, is throwing strikes. Rough Riders with a good opportunity to attack early on. Hitting with runners in scoring position eluded the Rough Riders in that first series. The pitch is cut on and missed for strike three. Down and in with the breaking ball. He strikes him out. So walk, single, and then strikeout, strikeout for this Rough Riders offense in the top of the first inning. Cam Cauley hits now, who is our pregame guest on our Andrews Distributing pregame interview. 3-for-11 to start the season. The pitch. He fouls it away to the right side. It's 0-1. Travis Brewer has balls and strikes behind home plate today. Nate Hall, our first base umpire. Ian Durkin, our third base umpire, currently stationed behind the mound, just offset to the left with the two base runners aboard. 0-1. Cauley fouls it back again, and it's 0-2. A lot of foul balls against Williams in this first inning. Every single batter that he has faced has fouled off exactly two pitches, with the exception of Hatcher, who fouled off three. The pitch. Cauley checks his swing on a pitch down in the dirt. Jensen blocks to save a run, and it's one ball and two strikes now on Cauley. This is not a backstop with a whole lot of room at Arvest Ballpark, so Osuna would have to read that ball well and explode towards the plate. It's the home opener here at Arvest. And that's what it says in the edge of the dirt circle right behind home, curving along the grass. It says home opener in blue lettering. The pitch. Cauley watches a breaking ball dip off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Northwest Arkansas logo pointed, or painted rather, in the grass right behind home. That N logo. 2-2. Cauley hits it on the ground to third. Nice pick by Pineda. He straightens and throws across to get him, and the Riders are retired. So Frisco challenges Henry Williams, but he escapes the jam. They strand two in the first. Bottom half of the first next. No score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about Asound. For only $60 a month, this isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Asound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Asound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Asound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Asound.com for details.
It's time to start the bottom of the first on the HEV Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders strand a pair in the top of the first inning, but now they turn to Cole Drake in the bottom half of the first. No score from our best ballpark. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you along. Gavin Cross to start it off, the center fielder and the number 6 prospect in the organization. It is just a picture-perfect day for baseball. Shadows have completely taken over the playing surface here in Springdale. The only sunshine along the outfield wall from center field and a left center. Drake into his windup, lefty-lefty matchup in the first pitch. Just slips outside. 1-0 to Cross. The center fielder, who through 3 games is 5-for-15 with a couple RBIs. Drake winds and delivers. Outside 2-0. This offense for Northwest Arkansas was ridiculous in that 3-game series in Tulsa. In 3 games, they scored 35 runs. The pitch bends him up. A high inside pitch. 3-0 now on the heater at 93 miles an hour from Drake. 35 runs in 3 games. They had a .372 batting average as a team. 3-0. Low and outside, missing with the breaking ball, and he walks him on 4 pitches to begin the bottom of the first. So just like we had on the top of the first, a leadoff walk. Here's Carter Jensen now. Just to put that in perspective, .372 batting average. No one has hit .372 in the big leagues since Nomar Garciaparra the year 2000. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. And that's what Northwest Arkansas did as a team last weekend. Their 35 runs are more than 7 AAA teams have been playing for a week and a half. The pitch. Breaking ball just off the plate away. 1-1 now. And they had a whole lot of guys contribute to that offensive success. Drake peers over at first, comes home. Fastball, middle for a strike, and it's 1-2 now on Jensen. Jensen was one of those. He went 7-for-15 in the weekend, a .467 average. Another lefty-lefty matchup for Drake. He looks over at first and kicks home. Breaking ball off the end of the bat, a fly ball into shallow center. Osuna froze, now comes sprinting in and makes the catch above his red ball cap with the sunglasses on top of the cap. One away in the first. Cross remains at first base, and Jack Caglione, the first baseman and number 1 prospect, strides to the plate. He went 5-for-13, .385 average over the weekend, and you may have seen on social media, hit a 464-foot home run out of the ballpark at One Oak Field. First pitch. Check swing on a pitch away. Johnson blocks in the dirt. It's 1-0 and no strikes. No score. We play in the bottom of the first inning with one out and one on. Cole Drake making his season debut today, the 24-year-old, 6'5", 220 pounds out of Orem, Utah. Was born in Orem, but grew up in the DFW area. The pitch. Fastball for a strike. Heater at 93, right down the middle. One ball and one strike on Caglione. Drake went to Walter State Community College, was an 11th round pick by the Rangers in 2022. He kicks home. Breaking ball popped up. Shallow left center field. Walcott, the shortstop, going out. Osuna from center coming in. Calls everyone off and spears it out of the air. Had to go a long way for that fly ball, but it was hit so darn high, scraping the skies, and Osuna able to have enough time to get under it and make the grab. So two down and a couple flyouts to center field after the leadoff walk. No score. Bottom of the first inning, and Spencer Nivens is the batter. Another left-handed hitter against Drake. He readies and pitches. Fastball pierces the outside corner at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Last year, Cole Drake, 9-5 with a 2.29 ERA in 23 games, 19 starts. 106 innings pitched. He struck out 148. The pitch, runner goes. It's high and away. Johnson's throw down is perfect. Right on the money. Walcott lays down the tag, and it's in time. Cooper Johnson throws out his third man trying to steal already this season, and it retires the side in the first. We go into the top of the second. Nothing-nothing our score on the Riders Baseball Network, brought to you by HEB.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit pmgservice.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I was just hanging out. We're scoreless into the top of the second inning. Happy to have you along from Northwest Arkansas on this gorgeous April evening. First game of a six-game series, the Rough Riders' only trip here to Arvest Ballpark this season. Cooper Johnson, Aaron Zavala, Freiner Chavez against Henry Williams in the second. It's 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders' order. Williams, the right-hander against the right-handed hitter in the pitch. First pitch, curveball on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1 on Johnson. Williams threw 22 pitches in that first inning. 0-1. Johnson hits it hard but foul at the third base line, and it's 0-2. Williams did get ahead fairly well. He only missed on the first offering to one batter. Just a lot of foul balls from Rough Riders hitters, and the leadoff walk. The pitch. It dips low and away, kicking up some chalk in the left-handed batter's box. One ball and two strikes on Johnson, who's 2-for-5 to start the season with a homer that came on opening night on Friday. 1-2. Down and in. Misses that time with a changeup. Two balls and two strikes. Slight pull side shift on the infield for the defense. 2-2. Down in the dirt. Bounces out in front of home, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes to lead it off here in the second. Slightly open stance with gray pants and a red jersey for Cooper Johnson. 3-2 offering. Fouled back into the glove of Jensen, the catcher. Strike three. Third strikeout for Henry Williams, and there's one away. That wasn't something we saw a lot from Williams last year, the high strikeout rate, but already 3 strikeouts through 4 outs recorded. Turning things around to start this season. Left-handed batting Aaron Zavallo for 6 to start the year stands in. And the righty comes home. Slipped out of his hand. Changeup went up and away. 1 ball and no strikes on Zavala. He's had some nice at-bats, though. A couple RBIs. 1 RBI ground out, 1 sac fly. 1-0 pitch. Changeup, swing and a miss. Good pitch tailing away from the left-handed batter, even though it was a little bit elevated. Williams delivers. Fastball, upper edge, inside corner, first strike at 92. 1 ball and 2 strikes, and Zavala calls time and steps out. The Rough Riders left 2 in scoring position in the first, and they really had troubles hitting with runners in scoring position in the opening weekend. They batted just around 200 with runners at second, third, or both. The 1-2 is spanked foul out of play into the netting left side. It's still 1 ball and 2 strikes. Frisco went just 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position on Sunday. So already 0-for-3 in this game, and they would love to hit a little bit better situationally going forward, especially in this series against a great offense. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Zavala strikes out on the curveball off the outside corner. 4 punch-outs for Henry Williams already, and Franer Chavez in the 8-hole steps in. 2-for-9 through 3 games to start his season. Nothing our score. Top of the second inning. 2 outs, bases clear. Williams delivers. In the air. Foul out of play down the left side. 0-1 on Chavi, the switch hitter batting from the left side, which is his better side. Williams, the 0-1. Fastball just rides inside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez in his career has 15 home runs in the minor leagues. Only one of them has come from the right side of the plate. The pitch. Down and away in the dirt. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. 14 have come from the left side of the plate. Now, it's a little bit skewed because you do face more right-handed pitchers than left-handed pitchers over the course of the season, so he's going to be hitting a lot more from that left side. 2-1. Breaking ball for a strike, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes, but he has really had a much better time hitting from that left side, even though he's originally a right-handed batter. 2-2. Down and in, missing with the curve. 3 balls and 2 strikes. A lot of curveballs, a lot of changeups from Williams, who's pitching backwards to a lot of these Rough Riders hitters. 3-2. Chopper foul off of Chavez's foot down the right side. He barrel rolls in the box. Hopefully he's okay. Using the bat as a cane, bends down. Over on the right side, now takes a knee. Luis Miesi is coming over from the on-deck circle to see if he's all right. Wiping some chalk off his back as he went barrel rolling right into the batter's box. Michael Thiel, the trainer, on the top step, and he's going to make his way onto the field and check on Chavi. That hurts so bad when you foul ball off your shin. See a lot of guys with the shin guards that alleviate that pain for the most part, but oh, he's reaching down onto his foot, too. Let's see if he caught a chunk of his foot or a chunk of his shin. Now Carlos Cardoza comes down and chats with him and sees if he's okay. Well, while Chavi is trying to tough this out, we'll remind you that Peak Roofing and Construction is a one-stop, is the one-stop roofing company serving DFW and Austin areas. They provide top residential roofing services for your home. Visit peakroofingandconstruction.com to learn more. Peak Roofing and Construction, a proud sponsor of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. Here's the stretch and the pitch home to Chavi. It's a full count offering with two down. Fastball is high, ball four. So he limps down to first base. Base runner for the Rough Riders with two outs, and here's Luis Mieses. Another left-handed batter. Playing in just his second game this year, went 2-for-4 in his first with a home run on Saturday. The pitch. Takes a heater right down the middle for a strike. 0-1 on the right fielder. Hitting in the ninth spot today. Top of the order on deck with Osuna. A throw over to first, and it's in time. Franger Chavez picked off at first base. So a couple outs in the base pass, one for each team. We go to the bottom of the second. Still nothing-nothing our score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Soy Winston Santos y estás escuchando a Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're at the bottom of the second inning from Arvest Ballpark in Springdale, Arkansas. Rough Riders nothing, Naturals nothing in game one of this six-game series here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Spencer Nivis to start things off against Cole Drake. First pitch, breaking ball. Captures the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. That nasty breaking ball for Cole Drake. Four-pitch pitcher as he winds here in the 0-1. Another breaking ball on the inside corner this time for a strike. It's 0-2 quickly. Fastball, cutter, curveball, and changeup. That's back-to-back curveballs for him to start off this at-bat against the left fielder Nivis. Drake is such an interesting pitcher to watch. As he winds glove over the top of the hat, the 0-2 is a breaking ball down in the dirt. And it's one ball and two strikes. Drake is a tall left-handed pitcher, but he's not a guy who goes over the top. He's a guy who throws with about a three-quarter arm slot, way off on the outside of his body. The pitch. Fastball, strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Cole Drake with his first strikeout. He sits down Nivens, and there's one away in the second. Brett Squires bats now. Nothing-nothing our score. Bottom of the second inning. Another lefty-lefty matchup in the first pitch. Fastball sizzles high, one ball and no strikes. The arm slot that he throws with makes it so tough, especially for left-handed batters, to pick the ball up against him. The 1-0. Swing and a miss, and a curveball on the inside corner. Big rip from Squires, and it's 1-1. And then on top of that, he hides the ball incredibly well behind his body as he's going into his windup as well. 1-1. Fastball rides up and away. It's one ball, or two balls rather, in one strike. So as hard as he throws, which is in the low to mid-90s, it also kind of jumps on you. 2-1. Fastball spears the outside edge. Belt high for a strike, 2-2. So it makes that 92-93 mile-an-hour fastball look even faster because it kind of just jumps out of his hand. 2-2. Fouled away off to the left side. Still two balls and two strikes. And to add on to it, he's not a max effort kind of guy with his delivery. He's very smooth. And so the ball just rockets out of his left hand. Two ball, two strike pitch. Curveball hit on the ground. Foul off the facing of the Naturals dugout on the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. It was great talking with Julio Valdez a couple of days ago about Drake and what makes him so special. He said he is the worst guy to play catch with ever. Here's the 2-2. Hard ground ball foul up the first baseline. It's still two balls and two strikes. It's not because he's wild. It's because of how well he hides that baseball. He said you can't really pick it up out of his hand even when you're playing catch with it. He used some other choice words describing it, but we're not going to say that. The pitch. Just outside. Three balls, two strikes. All complimentary, of course. Whole side shift on the infield for the left-handed batting Squires. 3-2. He lines it foul again. Up in the netting on the right side. It's still 3-2. Well, these two organizations, the Royals and the Rangers, share a spring training facility. So a lot of these hitters and pitchers are very familiar with each other. And Squires actually homered against Drake in spring training. So he has a leg up on him now. 3-2. Fastball just off the plate away. Didn't miss by much. Squires draws the one-out walk. Second free pass that Drake has issued. And Johnson goes out and will have a chat with Drake after missing it and allowing Squires to reach. Peyton Wilson now takes his turn. After that long 10-pitch at-bat. Home plate umpire Travis Brewer goes out and breaks it up on the mound. While he's doing that, we'd like to remind you InTouch Credit Union is a proud sponsor of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. InTouch Credit Union offers accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.org. Peyton Wilson, a very familiar name to those who have followed the Naturals over the years. The pitch. Down and in. And it's one ball and no strikes. The former University of Alabama product is in his fourth season now with Northwest Arkansas. Excuse me, his third. He's been one of the mainstays in the Texas League. The pitch is down and in the dirt. It's two balls and no strikes. Had a really good season in 2023. 777 OPS. And then last year added more power, but really sacrificed his hitting, going from 6 home runs to 14 home runs, but the batting average dropped almost 60 points. 2-0. He hits it on the ground, foul into the Rough Riders dugout. 2-1. And so this season off to a good start. 4 for his first 11 through 3 games with a double and 3 RBIs. He's also walked 5 times through 3 games. Drake, a long pause, 2-1. In the air, down the right field line, twisting foul and out of play. It's two balls and two strikes on Wilson. And Drake is allotted around 65 pitches to work with today. He'll go a max of 5 innings. Rough Riders defense behind him up the middle in double play depth. Quick throw over to first. Chases Squires in. Of course, stolen bases are as much on the pitcher as they are on the catcher as Squires takes his lead. Now, Cooper Johnson has been just about as formidable behind the plate through the beginning of the season as anybody. Another throw over to first, not in time. Johnson has had three players try to attempt to steal against him through three games, and he's thrown out all of them, including one in the first inning tonight. Nothing, nothing, our score, bottom of the second. Drake the 2-2. Fastball, grounded foul, left field side. And it's still two balls and two strikes. That is just such a weapon to have, especially when you look at last season and what the Rough Riders were able to do. Not necessarily throwing out potential base runners, but they were able to prevent stolen bases. The pitchers and catchers did such a great job holding runners close. Teams just didn't want to steal against the Rough Riders. 2-2. Just dips low of the zone. Missing with the changeup. Three balls and two strikes. Rough Riders allowed, or tied for, allowing the fewest stolen bases in all of minor league baseball last year. The pitch. High drive out to deep left center field. Aaron Zavala to the warning track. He's at the fence. It's gone. Peyton Wilson with a two-run home run. And the Naturals draw first blood on this Tuesday night. .101 off the bat, 375 feet to left center. And another home run from this Northwest Arkansas offense. Oh my goodness, they appealed a home and Peyton Wilson missed home plate. He's out. Oh man, that is crazy. How about that? Peyton Wilson homering, but he missed home plate, and it ends up being an RBI triple. It's 1-0 Naturals. That is the second time that that has happened for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals against the Rough Riders. The first time it happened was Bobby Witt Jr. in 2021. He homered at Riders Field and missed home plate. Wow. So it's an RBI triple. It goes 1-2 on the putout. And there are two outs in the inning. That is something you do not see very often. I'd be lying to you if I said I was watching. But everyone was kind of standing around for a moment. And then Cole just threw towards Johnson as he was standing on the plate. And the umpire, Travis Brewer, was watching the whole way. He pointed towards the plate, pointed towards the dugout, and said, "You're out." Wow. That is not something you see very often. Now, Bobby Witt Jr. did that. As if you watch Bobby, he shuffles across home. There's the first pitch to Jack Pineda. He takes a letter-high fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. What he did is he shuffled his feet over the top of home plate back in 2021. 0-1. There's a foul back into Johnson's glove, and it's 0-2. And the home plate umpire at that time was right on it. Watched it happen. Rough Riders appealed, and he was out. Wow. That's one for the blooper reel. 0-2. Up and in, hit him with a breaking ball. On an 0-2 pitch, not what he wanted to do. Well, runner aboard with two down, 1-0 Northwest Arkansas in the bottom of the second. Connor Scott bats. Left-handed batter against the left-handed pitcher, Cole Drake. It's down, one ball and no strikes. Well, the Rough Riders catching a break here in the second inning. And now Drake trying to work out of it after hitting Pineda on an 0-2 count. 1-0, it's fouled back. One ball and one strike. So again, that goes down as an RBI triple. 1-2 put out for Peyton Wilson. The 1-1. Breaking ball, soft grounder off the end of the bat to second. Colley sliding backhanded stop up to his feet, and he throws him out at first. Nifty play at second base for Cam Colley. Boy, was that pretty. It's the final out of the second, and the Rough Riders trail 1-0 going to the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network, brought to you by HEB.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game and enjoy out on the HEB family lawn. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We've reached the top of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Well, what an odd start to this ball game. Rough Riders trail 1-0 to Northwest Arkansas. Luis Mieses is the batter to lead off the third, and the first pitch is a fastball across the heart of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders trail 1-0, but it could be, and rather should be, 2-0. The pitch. That's down and in. It's 1-1. Peyton Wilson hit a two-run home run to left center, but missed home plate and was called out upon appeal. The 1-1 pitch. And a fly ball lifted down the left field line, tailing into foul territory, and it's a foul ball. One ball and two strikes to the nine-hole hitter, Mieses. And so he's credited with an RBI triple. And instead of 2-0, it's 1-0. Well, the Rough Riders look to attack Henry Williams on offense. 9-1-2 due up in this inning. And the 1-2 pitch to Mieses. Ground ball on two hops out to second base. Peyton Wilson's got it at the chest, turns his shoulders, throws him to first and gets him. One out. Top of the card now, Alejandro Osuna. A walk back in the first. Riders trailing 1-0 in the third. Osuna was stranded at third base in that first inning. Williams comes home. Just high. One ball and no strikes. Henry Williams is such an interesting success story here at the minor league level. The 1-0. Fastball high, 2-0. Usually with guys out of college, you expect them to have great success in college, and that leads, obviously, to success in the minors. Well, that wasn't the case with Williams. Went to college at Duke University. 2-0. Change up down the heart of the plate for a strike rather than the fastball, and it's 2-1. His first year at Duke was 2020, so obviously the pandemic. He just pitched in one game that year. 2-1. Outside corner for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Well, his second year, he made just 8 appearances and then had to undergo Tommy John surgery. So he missed his entire 2022 season at Duke. The 2-2. Fought off the fist, a flare in a shallow left center field. Nivens coming in, still on the run, and he reaches out to make the basket catch. He had to run a long way to get to that baseball and able to track it down. A two up, two down in the third for Sebastian Walcott. 1-0 Naturals, top of the third. Instead of coming back for the 2023 season, Williams was drafted in the third round by the Padres that year. He'd only thrown 37 collegiate innings. The pitch. Inside corner, a strike of the fastball. 0-1 to Walcott, who has the Rough Riders only hit today, a single in the left center. Williams initially burst onto the scene the following year with the Padres and then was traded over here in the deadline for Scott Barlow. The pitch. Seems the upper edge outside corner. Another fastball. 0-2. Yes. So now pitching here at the AA level for the first time in his career. 0-2. Walcott bounces it foul, weakly up the third baseline. Still no balls and two strikes. Rough Riders trying to figure Williams out. Second time through the order. 0-2. Swinging a drive out to left center field. Cross near the warning track. And he's there to make the grab. Walcott just got under it. We go to the bottom of the third. It's the Naturals 1. The Rough Riders nothing after a 1-2-3 inning on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Don't miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the third inning at Arvest Ballpark. The sun's starting to set. The lights are on. Aaron Springdale. 1-0 Northwest Arkansas. Dustin Dickerman, the first man up, and the first pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. And it's 0-1. Cole Drake allowing the RBI triple to Peyton Wilson back in the second. That's our difference today. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball burned right by him. It's quickly 0-2. Some news from down in the farm. Congratulations to the Hickory Crawdads, who had their home opener tonight. Now the low-A affiliate of the Rangers. And in their first game, they throw a no-hitter. A 6-0 win over the Augusta Green Jackets. Here's the wind back and the offering in. Breaking ball away, and it's 1-2. The three pitchers who combined for that no-hitter were Camden Perry, who started. The offering is cut on and fouled back into Cooper Johnson's glove for strike three. Second strikeout for Cole Drake. Gavin Cross steps in now at the top of the card. 1-0 Naturals, bottom of the third. Camden Perry, the 19-year-old, who was a 17th rounder 2 years ago. He went four innings. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and a high inside fastball. It's 0-1. Then William Privett went an inning out of the bullpen, and Jabril easily finished it off with four shutout innings. 0-1. Low off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. That's a good way to introduce yourself as the new Low A affiliate this year and welcome in the home season. The pitch. Lined into the opposite field in the left center. It's down for a hit into the alley. Osuna cuts it off and gets it back in quickly. But Gavin Cross reaches for the second time today. It's a one-out single in the third. Cross homered in spring training off Drake. And he's walked and singled against him so far today. Carter Jensen bats now. He flew out to center in the first. Drake comes home. Just misses away with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. So congratulations to the Hickory Crawdads. There is some shuffling in the minor league organization if you missed it over the offseason. The pitch, fastball. Run across the outside corner, belt high as strike, 1-1. Hickory was the High A affiliate over the last 4 years, with the Downeast Wood Ducks being the Low A affiliate. And that has now changed. The offering is fouled straight back into the netting, and it's one ball and two strikes. Hickory is now the Low A affiliate, as they were before 2020. And there's a new team as the High A affiliate. It's the Hub City Spartanburgers in Spartanburg, South Carolina. 1-2. That's high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Still piloted by manager Chad Comer, who was a development coach for the Rough Riders in 2022 when they won their second Texas League championship. He does a wonderful job there. 2-2. Misses away with a breaking ball, and it's three balls and two strikes. But a new home for the High A affiliate for the Rangers down in Spartanburg. Very excited to talk to guys when they do eventually come up and play here in Frisco from High A and just talk to them about that new ballpark and how it is. Heard great things. Throw over to first. Not in time to get Cross, who has yet to attempt a steal through the beginning of the year. Drake ready from the chest. And the payoff. Ground ball the opposite way. Past Chavez at third and out to straightaway left in the shift. Back-to-back singles. Gavin Cross and Carter Jensen are aboard. And that brings Jack Caglione to the plate. Well, the Rough Riders were shifted to the pole side for Jensen. He banged that one on the ground pretty much right where the normal third baseman would play and not in the shift. But Chavez, because he was shifted over where the shortstop would usually play, he had to dive to his backhanded side to try and stop that from going into left. He could not. So two on, one out in the third. Here's Caglione. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Massive rip on a first pitch curveball. It's 0-1. Caglione does not get cheated with his swings, that's for sure. The sixth overall selection last year out of Florida. Drake delivers. Fouled straight back. 0-2. Back-to-back big rips. At Florida as a sophomore, he had 33 homers and 90 RBIs, hitting behind Wyatt Langford, who, of course, is now up with the Rangers. And then last year, he hit 35 home runs his junior year. Oh, and by the way, he pitched, too. 0-2. High drive. Oh, my goodness. Out to deep right. That thing disappears. Three-run bomb. 112 miles an hour off the bat, 468 feet, and in the blink of an eye, it's 4-0. He'll do that. On an 0-2 pitch, hanging curveball right in the middle of the plate. And he hit it out of sight. Here's Spencer Nivens. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Well, the fans who came to watch Jack Caglione were not disappointed. Breaking ball for a strike, it's 0-2. 468-foot home run up over the berm onto the walkway next to the video board in right center. The pitch, a ground ball up the middle. Walcott backhands at shortstop, sets his feet, strong throw across in time. Two outs. Caglione will have some really ugly swings, but then when he connects, there's no doubt. And that was the case there. Brett Squires now. The pitch is cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Squires had a homer over the weekend in Tulsa. It's 4-0 Naturals, bottom of the third. Drake winds and pitches. Swing and a miss. Heater at 93. Squires walked and scored in the second. Still plenty of ball game left tonight. 0-2. Fastball, just off the plate away. Well, that could have been strike three. Probably should have been. Well, it was not called by Travis Brewer, the home plate umpire. Here she comes. Down in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Feels like this place is still buzzing after that Caglione homer. Pull side shift on the Riders infield. Drake looks over the top of his glove. Winds and fires. Fouled away. On the left side, still 2-2. Drake is working on 64 pitches. He's more than likely done after this inning. There's nobody up and throwing in the Rough Riders bullpen. But there's some milling around out there. The offering slips off the outside corner. Ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Ryan Lobis is doing some groundskeeping with his cleats out of the bullpen mound. Payoff in the dirt, ball four. Miss with a curve, and he walks Squires. Let's see if Valdez will go out and have a chat with him. Instead, it's Johnson who goes out the catcher. Well, here comes Julio. Rough Riders pitching coach striding out to the mound. 4-0 Naturals, bottom of the third, and Lobis has now started throwing in left. It was a curveball that he missed down in the dirt there. And the entire infield joins up on the mound as well. We'll take this time to remind you that Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked among the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to serve you. Make sure you make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. Baylor Scott & White Health Hospital, proud sponsor of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. Drake getting a chat up on the mound with Valdez, who worked very closely with him last year when he was the pitching coach with High Hickory. He told a great story about Drake, who came up to him about halfway through the season. He said that he was a completely different pitcher that he saw the year before and in spring training. He asked him what happened. He said, "I just don't care anymore. I'm just going to go out there and chuck it." The pitch. Check swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove, in and out of it by Peyton Wilson. It's 0-1. And that was the kind of mentality he carried through all of last year, where he had so much success. He kept it very simple, just went out there and tried to make his pitches. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Went to the changeup. 0-2. And so he said, Valdez said anyway, that if Drake can have that same kind of mentality this year, it's going to be a great season. The pitch. Curveball outside. One ball, two strikes. Naturals 4, Rough Riders nothing. Home half of the third. Slight pull side shift on the infield. For the right-handed hitter, the pitch is cut on and missed. Strike 3. Went with a fastball up and away. And Cole Drake strikes out his third and exits the third inning. But 3 runs across and the 3-run home run by Jack Caglione. And it takes us to the top of the fourth. It's the Naturals 4, the Rough Riders nothing on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's famous po' boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic po' boys. Each Antone's po' boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your po' boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street for Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
It's the Naturals 4, the Rough Riders nothing. Top of the fourth inning in this series opener. Josh Hatcher, Abimelech Ortiz, Cam Cawley, the three to face Henry Williams in this fourth inning. 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Hatcher struck out in the first, and Williams delivers. First pitch inside on the curveball. It's 1-0. Hatcher had multiple hits in each of his first 2 games this season. The pitch. He swings and misses, going down to 1 knee on a pitch inside. 1-1. And Hatcher had so much success against the Naturals last year. The offering takes a breaking ball for a strike on the outside edge, this time backdooring him. And it's 1-2. Talked about how much success Abby had last year. Hatcher had a 5-hit game against the Naturals last year. Hit 405 in 10 games. 1-2 pitch. Fouls it down to the ground. And it's still 1-2. He knocked in 7 runs and scored 8 more in those 10 games and over 1,000 OPS. Rough Riders last year went just 7-5 against the Naturals. They struggled on the pitching side. 1-2. Strike 3 called. Fastball outer edge. Hatcher down looking. It's already the 5th strikeout for Williams, just the first out in the 4th inning. 4-0 Naturals, top of the 4th. And Abby strides in, who struck out as well back in the 1st. The offering, just high. First pitch curveball, 1-0. So you have Hatcher and Abby back-to-back in this order who both just pulverized the baseball against the Naturals last year. 1-0. Ortiz takes inside, 2-0. And you think about the start that Abby got off to last year, and you just hope that he's able to not have that same kind of start this year. 2-0. He rifles it down the right field line. It lands in fair, scoots all the way to the wall. Abby eases into second. And he's got himself a one-out double. A rocket at 102 off the bat down the right field line. Abimelech Ortiz's first extra base hit of the season. Well, Rough Rider is trying to chip away at this four-run deficit. At the top of the fourth inning, and Cam Colley bats. Ortiz was hitting about a .185 at the beginning of July last year and then just completely turned it on. And you don't want him to dig himself that kind of hole again. Want to see more swings like that. First pitch to Colley. He pops it up on the right side. Drifting foul and out of play. It's 0-1. Because when Ortiz is hot, he can carry an offense. And that's what he did in the second half last year. Love to see that continue. He's in scoring position here. Rough Riders have struggled with runners in scoring position today. They're 0-for-3, all those at-bats in the first inning. The pitch. Fouled away by Colley to the right side. 0-2. If you heard our Andrews Distributing pregame interview today, you heard Cam Colley. You can hear part two tomorrow. He was so insightful with how he's matured over the last couple of years in pro ball. 0-2, swing and a miss. Change up away. Colley strikes out. Sixth punch out for Williams, and there are two down. Cooper Johnson bats now with a runner at second. Ryder is down 4-0. Cam talked about his opening day performance where he went 0-for-4. He said in years past, maybe even last year, he would look at that day and say, well, I went 0-for-4. There's nothing positive there. The pitch is up and in to Johnson, one ball and no strikes. But he said, now I'm able to look at that and not stare at the results as much and be so focused on the fact that I went 0-for-4, I'm able to say that was a good at-bat even though I was retired. The pitch. Johnson hits it softly on the ground to the right side of the infield, skimming along the dirt. Wilson collects and throws him out to retire the side. So the Rough Riders get a one-out double from Abimelech Ortiz, but nothing across. They trail 4-0 to the bottom of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network. Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
To Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, call to the bullpen in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-0 Northwest Arkansas leads it. It's Ryan Lobis who takes over. Cole Drake done after his start. Not a start he would like to remember. He went three innings in his start, allowing four runs, all earned on four hits. Struck out three and walked three. First pitch home. is down and into Jack Pinedo. One ball and no strikes from the sidearm throwing right-hander in Lopez. Drake, a start to bounce back from his first time out this season. The pitch. Broken bat flare through the left side, bouncing along the dirt and skimming onto the grass. A base hit for Jack Pineda on a broken stick. It was a good pitch. Got in on him. But just perfectly placed by Pineda out into left. So he's reached twice today with a hit by pitch and a single. And it seems like Northwest Arkansas is picking up right where they left off in Tulsa, where they scored 35 runs in three games. They're up 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth, and Connor Scott bats the pitch. Check swing roller up the first baseline. Ortiz charges. No, it's Hatcher at first now. Throw to first is not in time with Colley covering. Oh, Hatcher charged, picked it, spun and threw. Colley was on time there, but Scott hustling down the line beat it out. And it's back-to-back singles against Lopez in the fourth. And neither of them hit hard at all. Two bad luck singles off of Lopez. And now Dustin Dickerson in the ninth spot hits. First pitch. Over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Dickerson has great family bloodlines. His dad, Bobby Dickerson, is an infield coach for the Phillies at the major league level, was part of their staff when they went to the World Series in 2022. The pitch is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Went to Southern Miss University. The pitch, low and away. It misses, and it's one ball and two strikes. Two aboard, nobody out in the fourth. 4-0 Northwest Arkansas. The pitch, outside, two balls, two strikes. Lopez allowed a run in an inning and a third in his first outing with the Riders. A couple walks, a couple strikeouts back on opening day. Six-pitch pitcher. He sets in the 2-2. Fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. Four-seam, two-seam, cutter, sweeper, slider, and a kick change. Ah, the good old kick change. It seems to be the pitch of the year in 2025. Here's the stretch. 2-2. Slider just misses. Barely below the zone. It's full at three balls and two strikes. Lopez very good at getting ground balls, and he'd love a ground ball here to turn it. He readies from the stretch with a long glove above the belt and delivers. Swing and a miss. Slider struck him out. Dickerson down to a knee, swinging out of his shoes at that pitch. Lopez with a strikeout, and there's one out. Runners at first and second, 4-0 Northwest Arkansas, and Gavin Cross hits. Pull side shift for another left-handed batter in this very lefty-heavy lineup. And the offering. Inside corner with a sweeper for a strike. Rough Riders bullpen has been a strong suit of their pitching staff so far this season. Lopez readies. Looks back to second. And turns and throws it straight into the ground. But it goes right to Franer Chavez at third. Oh, man. He thought Walcott was going to break for the bag. He jumped up, threw to second, tried to hold on to the baseball, spiked it straight into the ground. It ended up going 90 degrees to his left. But luckily, Chavez was right there to collect it. Oh, a stroke of luck. And it has not been the cleanest of games for the Rough Riders tonight. Here's the stretch from Lopez. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good sweeper diving below the zone. 0-2 on cross. The number 6 prospect in this organization is center fielder. The pitch. There's a ground ball foul off the facing of the right side. Still no balls and 2 strikes. Trying to escape this jam in the 4th inning. Back-to-back, almost excuse-me base hits. The offering is a ground ball up the first baseline, hugging the line, and Hatcher fields it in foul territory. A foul ball. Still no balls and 2 strikes. Lopez having to throw a fair amount of pitches here. 14 already, still with just one out. And this is not the part of the order you want to face either with Cross, Jensen, and Caglione. They are the tough part of the order. The pitch, a swing and a miss. He got him. Breaking ball on the outside edge, and he picks up the strikeout on the sweeper. His second strikeout, and Carter Jensen bats now. Jensen 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Jensen just 21 years old. Stretching the pitch. Outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Runners at first and second. 2 down, bottom of the 4th inning, 4-0 Northwest Arkansas. The Naturals hitting. Jensen last year played 41 games with Northwest Arkansas. The pitch. Outside. 1-1. Was good, not great offensively. He finished out pretty well on the offensive side. He clubbed a total of 18 home runs between Quad Cities at the high A level and here in Springdale last year. He's off to a fantastic start. 8 for his first 17. The pitch. Down and in. 2-1. That's including tonight. Not necessarily thinking this is going to continue. You're not going to hit near 500 all year, but definitely a sign of the right things that the Royals organization wants to see. 2-1. A hard line drive hit right to the second baseman, Cam Cauley. Down to a knee. He makes the head-high catch, and the side is retired. So a couple soft singles to start the inning, but they do not come back to harm Ryan Lopez. Still 4-0, Northwest Arkansas. Into the top of the 5th next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Don't miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need? McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries, up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at mckinneypolice.org/apply.
Let's get the top of the 5th started here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders look to get the mats ignited in this top of the fifth inning. It's 4-0 Northwest Arkansas. Bottom third of the order due up against Henry Williams, Aaron Zavala, Franer Chavez, and Luis Mieses. First pitch, low and outside. Missing with a first pitch changeup. It's 1-0 and no strikes to Zavala. 69 pitches now for Henry Williams. This will probably be his final inning as this is his season debut. 1-0 on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. No pitcher in the Texas League has gone further than 5 innings in a start so far in this young season. 1-1. Hard ground ball up the first baseline. Caglione spears it and takes it to the bag to retire Zavala. Well hit ball just right at Caglione. And there's one away. Chavi up to the plate now. Riders down by 4 in the fifth inning. Chavez walked and was picked off in the second. First pitch. He spoils it foul up into the sweet level and back down into the seats. Oh, it hit someone, but in the back. They're all right. 0-1. Rough Riders had that great opportunity to score in the first when Alejandro Osuna walked the pitch. Fouled away into the netting on the left side, 0-2. And then Sebastian Walcott singled into left center field to put runners at second and third. Nobody out with the 3-4-5 hitters coming up. They went strikeout, strikeout, ground out. The Riders have only had one runner at second base since then. Williams, the 0-2. Misses up and away. 1-0 and 2 strikes. That was when Abimelech Ortiz doubled in the fourth. So not many missed opportunities, but some. The pitch. Breaking ball down and in. 2-2. Frisco 0-5 with runners in scoring position today. And you're facing one of the better offensive teams in the league so far. Naturals 1-4 with runners in scoring position. 2-2. Down and in, 3-2, but the biggest difference there is that one hit was a three-run home run. So that turns things around just a little bit. Payoff pitch. Chavez flares it into shallow left. Nivens trotting in a couple steps, staring up into the night sky. He makes the catch. Two up, two down, now four straight retired by Williams. Nine-hole hitting Luis Mieses bats. Mieses into the back of the left-handed batter's box. Gray pants, gray shoes, red top, red ball cap. The pitch. Check swing. He didn't go on a pitch up and away. 1-0 and no strikes. Angel Jimenez is next to us here. And he's the data apprentice for the Rangers. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. 1-0 and one strike. Chatting in between innings about the soft stuff that Williams throws. He pitches completely backwards. He uses that fastball almost as a secondary offering. 1-1. Fouled into Jensen's glove, and it's 1-0 and two strikes. And Angel brought up a great point that if you only have the two other pitches, you better be able to command them, and it can play in the upper levels if you can command those pitches. 1-0 and two strikes here on the ACC steps out. But it has certainly worked today against the Rough Riders. 1-2. Fastball up and away, 2-2. You look at Justin Steele last night with the Cubs and what he was able to do against the Rangers offense. Rangers are currently in action against the Cubs and trailing 6-3 in the seventh. The pitch is cut on and missed for strike three in the dirt. Jensen blocks, throws onto first, and retires Mieses, and the inning comes to a close. 7 strikeouts through 5 shutout innings for Henry Williams. 4-0, Rough Riders trail. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We're back for the bottom of the fifth on the HEB Riders Baseball.
Jack Caglione starts out the bottom of the fifth inning for Northwest Arkansas. It's 4-0 Naturals, in part thanks to this man. Ryan Lobis goes to work against him. Down and in, one ball and no strikes. Caglione in the third hit a 468-foot home run into right. A three-run shot on an 0-2 pitch. 1-0. Low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. 112 miles an hour exit velocity on that home run. It was a bomb. So now Lobis has to be very careful with him. 2-0. Breaking ball away, and it's three balls and no strikes. And he's being very careful. That time the sweeper trying to backdoor it but missed. Maybe not the worst thing in the world if you put him aboard here. The pitch. And he just misses off the outside edge. A four-pitch walk draws boos from the crowd. They want to see Jack swinging. Spencer Nivens bats. He's 0 for 2 today. 4-0 Northwest Arkansas, bottom of the fifth. Lobis ready. He fires. The sweeper catches the bottom of the zone this time for a strike. 0-1. Caglione, such a terrifying presence up there. And that's what he was in college, too. I mean, you see the power that he displayed in the third inning. 0-1. Up high, and it's one ball and one strike. He tied an NCAA record his final year, homering in 9 consecutive games. So much power. The 1-1. Chopped foul at the plate. And it's one ball and two strikes. So it'll be one to watch throughout this series and throughout the season and maybe throughout his whole career. There's a reason why he's a top 20 prospect in all baseball and a number one prospect in the Royals organization. Mentioned the Rangers are in Chicago taking on the Cubs in the north side. They're now trailing by 1, 6-5. Cubs lead it in the top of the seventh inning. 1-2. Hard ground ball through the right side into right field for a hit. Caglione up to second. He stops right there. Spencer Nivens with his first hit of the contest. 7 hits now for the Naturals in the fifth. The first 4-plus innings, I should say. Brett Squires has a couple walks. He steps in. Well, the Rangers fell behind 6-3 before scoring 2 runs in the 7th inning where they currently are. Wyatt Langford with a home run. He's currently up at the plate with Corey Seager just singling. First pitch is low to Squires, and it's one ball and no strikes. Patrick Corbin made his first start in a Rough Riders, or excuse me, in a Rangers uniform today. With Jack Leiter going on the injured list with his finger blister. 1-0. Fouled at the plate. It's one ball and one strike. He went four innings, allowing three runs in his Rangers debut. But, again, really tough assignment for him. He didn't have a spring training, so kind of being thrust in there, just trying to eat innings. 1-1 offering on the way. In the air out to left center field, Zavala darting back into the alley, back near the warning track, reaches up to make the catch. Both runners tag, and both runners move up. So Squires flies out to left. But Nivens and Caglione both move up a base, and there are runners at second and third now with one down. Peyton Wilson, the batter. Left-handed hitter. Langford's home run earlier in the game was his fourth of the year already. He is off to a great start this season. On the power side, first pitch, Wilson takes a strike, throw it on the third, hits Caglione, scoots out into shallow left. He gets up and trots home. Throwing air on Cooper Johnson. And it's 5-0 Northwest Arkansas. Well, as good as Johnson has been with his arm to start the season, that was not his best throw. It was back into the runner to his left, not allowing Chavez, the third baseman, to receive that throw. Pitch to Wilson. There's a strike with a backdoor sweeper, and it's quickly 0-2. So 5-0 Northwest Arkansas in the bottom of the fifth. Lobis stretches. He brings it in. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders have an even bigger hole to dig themselves out of. Nivens did not advance on the play because it was out into left, but not too terribly far, so he stayed at second. 1-2. Inside, he hit him. Sweeper got away from him, hit him in the back foot. Oh, a hit by pitch, and there are runners at first and second now. Julio Valdez exits the Rough Riders dugout, and he'll go out and chat with Lobins. Nobody warming in the Rough Riders bullpen as of now. There is action, though, on the other side in the Northwest Arkansas bullpen. Looks like it was Beckway who was throwing earlier, and it's still Beckway. The bullpens at Arvest Ballpark are on each left field and right field corner. It's a chain link fence, so you can see through the fence and straight into the bullpen. All the fences are about 9 feet tall all around. Jack Pineda, who's been hit by a pitch and singled today. In for the left side. Runners at first and second. 5-0 Northwest Arkansas. Bottom half of the fifth. One out. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Walcott to his left. Can't get it. Base hit center field. Nivens pinwheeled around third. He comes across. It's the runner Wilson darting towards third, and he's in there ahead of the throw. Jack Pineda up to second with an RBI single. It's now 6-0 Northwest Arkansas. Runners at second and third and one out. And the best offense in minor league baseball through the first three games proves to be the best through four games. They're still piling it on. Six runs through the first four-plus innings. Eight-hole hitting Connor Scott bats now. First pitch, outside with the infield in, one ball and no strikes. Wilson has good speed at third, so the infield all in at the cut of the grass. Swing and a miss. Good back foot breaking ball. One ball and one strike. Scott, a single back in the fourth inning, but there was a little check swing roller up the first baseline. He was able to beat out. 1-1 pitch. Popped up, shallow center field. Osuna coming on. Wilson back to tag. Osuna under it. He's got it. Here comes Wilson. The throw to the plate on one hop. Johnson lays the tag. Not in time. Wilson did not slide. He went in standing. And the throw on one hop was out in front of home. Johnson was about 3 or 4 feet out in front of the plate. He grabbed it, reached back to his left to try and tag him, and could not get him. So a sacrifice fly makes it 7-0 Naturals. Pineda stays at second base. Here's Dustin Dickerson. First pitch, strike. Bottom of the zone with a sweeper. A lot of sweepers from Ryan Lobis today. Couple strikeouts for Dickerson. The pitch. He sends it in the air out to right field. Pushing Miesis back a couple steps. Now trots in and puts it away in front of his red ball cap. A fruitful inning, though, for the Naturals. 3 runs across on 2 hits, an error, and 1 left on. We go to the 6th. It's 7-0 Northwest Arkansas on the AGB Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League's team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball.
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empowered your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road, next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill Tortilla Chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill Chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill Chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Chief!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Live action continues with the top of the 6th inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
All Naturals in this one so far. Top of the 6th inning, it's 7-0. Beckway replaces Henry Williams, and the Rough Riders try to get something going against him. First pitch. Strike to Alejandro Osuna. It's 0-1. Top of the order for the Rough Riders. Henry Williams done after his 5 innings of work. 0-1. Check swing. And it's just low. 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams' final line, 5 shutout innings. He allowed just 2 hits and walked 2, struck out 7. Great start for Williams. 1-1. That's outside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. This Northwest Arkansas offense, just incredible. If you take it back to opening night, they really set the tone early as to how good their offense would be. The pitch. Way misses outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. They were trailing
11-2 going into the eighth inning on opening night against Tulsa. They scored 10 runs in the eighth inning and came back to win 12-11. The pitch. Soft grounder off the fist up the middle. The shortstop, Dickerson's got it. Turns and throws on the first in time to get Osuna. One out. Sebastian Walcott bats now. 7-0. Naturals lead it in the top of the sixth. So this offense has brought their bats from Tulsa back home. And unfortunately, it's going to be a labyrinth for the Rough Riders to try and get back into this one. First pitch to Walcott. Low and outside, 1-0. Walcott singled in the first. He has now hit safely in all four games this season. Single at 104 off the bat. He flied out to center in the third. The pitch. Chopper off the plate, out to third base. Pineda's got it. A long throw across is low. And Caglione's got it. And it's in time to retire Walcott. Two up, two down, and a couple ground outs for Beckway. Never got a chance to introduce you to the new arm, the 25-year-old, 6'4", 200 pounds out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, pitching for the Naturals for the third season. Way last year, a 3.88 ERA here, the pitch. Hatcher swings and misses, and it's 0-1. First pitch change. 12 saves for the Naturals a season ago to lead the club. 0-1. Outside. Ball and a strike. One appearance this year. He allowed a run on no hits in an inning of work. He hit a batter and walked a batter. 1-1. Hatcher puts it on the ground, out to third. Pineda swallows it up, transfers, sidearm toss across is in time. And three ground outs retires the side in order for Beckway. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. 7-0, Rough Riders trail on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
This is Cole Drake, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the sixth inning, Brian Magdaleno is the new pitcher for the Rough Riders. Third arm that the Rough Riders have used tonight. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Gavin Cross leads it off. First pitch rides up and in from the left-handed pitcher. One ball and no strikes. Magdaleno has one appearance this season. It was not very pretty, but he does have an opportunity to turn that around in appearance number two. 1-0. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. The 24-year-old reliever of the year last year in the minor leagues for the Rangers pitched just a third of an inning, walking three
on Sunday. 1-1 pitch. On the ground, out to first base. Hatcher's got it. Feeds underhand to the covering Magdaleno, and he just beats Cross to the bag. One away. Carter Jensen bats now. 7-0 in Northwest Arkansas. Time now for our This Day in Baseball History, brought to you by Fenton Athletics. It was on this date that Hank Aaron hit his 715th home run. An incredible night, of course, to pass the great Babe Ruth all those years ago. April 8th, 1974, in the immortalized call by Vin Scully on the passing of that incredible milestone. The pitch home. It's off the outside corner with a breaking ball. And it's one ball and no strikes to Carter Jensen. Vin Scully's words, what a marvelous moment for baseball, what a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia, what a marvelous moment for the country and the world. The 1-0 is grounded foul back behind home. One ball and one strike. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the deep south for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. What a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron. The 1-1. Down and in, it's two balls and one strike. And for the first time in a long time, that poker face in Aaron shows the tremendous strain and relief of what it must have been like to live with for the past several months. 2-1. In the air, out to deep left field, pushing Zavala back. He's at the warning track, drifting back. It's off the top of the wall, bounces back in. Jensen around second on his way to third. Zavala's throw is not in time. It's a triple for Carter Jensen. The swinging Naturals are back at it again. And Magdaleno now has to face Caglione. A homer, a walk, a flyout to center. 7-0 Northwest Arkansas. One out, one on. And Magdaleno delivers home. Bounces down in the dirt. What a great pick by Johnson to his left. To save a run, it's 1-0. So that was This Day in Baseball History back in 1974. Henry Aaron, 715th home run, brought to you by Fenton Athletics. Time call. Ball got loose from the stands. Out in left field. Here's the look in. And the left-hander pitches home the 1-0. Caglione bounces it up the first baseline and foul. One ball and one strike. Play in the bottom of the sixth. Magdaleno was so good last year at missing bats. For him, the command is the most important thing that stands in his way. He's ready from the stretch. 1-1. Low and outside, 2-1. But the thing that this Naturals lineup does, especially here at the top in Cross, Jensen, and Caglione, they put together such quality at-bats. They're not going to chase as much. They're going to foul off pitches, and they're going to hit the ball hard. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball. Caglione out in front, and it's 2-2. And so that creates such a big obstacle for a pitcher, knowing that you have to be on your game, not only to Caglione, which you do, but to everybody in this lineup, because everyone is swinging it so well. There are no at-bats off. 2-2. This is away with a slider. 3-2. Everybody has the potential to do a ton of damage. Jensen just missed the third homer of the game for the Naturals. Off the top of the wall and left. Magdaleno from the belt with the black glove, the 3-2. Outside for ball four, and Caglione has drawn his second walk today. They're cornered with one out. Spencer Nivens bat. Nivens singled and scored in the fifth. Johnson out in front of the plate gives the signs defensively. Seven nothing Northwest Arkansas. Magdaleno stretches and delivers. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Blew it right by him with the heater. Seven runs on nine hits for Northwest Arkansas. No runs on two hits for the Rough Riders. Oh, 1. Fastball, strike outside corner, 0-2. Rough Riders infield the pole. Colley very lonely on that right side of the infield with Hatcher holding on Caglione at first. Magdaleno, the 0-2. Outside. Slider pulled it. It's one ball and two strikes. Walcott, the shortstop, playing behind the second base bag. Frainer Chavez halfway in between second and third as the third baseman defensively. One, two. Off the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Magdaleno trying to pitch out of the jam. He has another left-handed batter in Brett Squires on deck. Lefties hit just 159 against him last year. He deals home to the lefty. The 2-2. A pop-up out to short left field. Chavez retreating back. Zavala near it as well. It's Chavez who makes the catch. And he fires it back into the cutoff man, Hatcher. So a deep pop out to third base. Two down, and Brett Squires bats. Squires 0-for-1 with a couple of walks. In the five spot in the order, he was hitting 300 coming into this one. 7-0 our score. Northwest Arkansas leads it. Bottom of the sixth inning. Magdaleno ready from the stretch, and he fires home. Fastball strike. Outside corner, it's 0-1. Just creasing the outside edge with a 94-mile-an-hour heater. Magdaleno was in the upper 90s with the fastball last year. We haven't seen that so far this season. He readies and fires in the 0-1. Seams the outside edge. Another heater for a strike at 92. It's 0-2. Love to get out of this inning unscathed. Keep it at 7-0. Black glove is a belt buckle. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Went with three straight fastballs. This one away. He strikes out Squires. Inning over. No runs on a hit. No errors. Two left on. Top seven next. Riders down 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Brought to you by HEB.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Nathaniel Garabitos is the new pitcher for Northwest Arkansas in the top of the seventh inning. It's the Naturals 7, the Rough Riders nothing on this Tuesday night. Abimelech Ortiz doubled in the fourth. He's 1-for-2 today, and he leads it off. Beck Way threw a scoreless 1-2-3 inning out of the Naturals bullpen. Garabitos delivers outside. One ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders allowed a run in the second, three in the third, and three more in the fifth. They only have two hits today. 1-0. Breaking ball slithers on to the outside corner, a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Garabitos, a right-handed batter, or right-handed pitcher, rather. The offering is fouled back. 1-2. 24 years old out of Boni in the Dominican Republic. One prior appearance this year. Scoreless inning with a couple of strikeouts. With High A Quad Cities last year. A 4.46 ERA and 34 outings. Tucks the glove to his chest. He's got his sign and sets. 1-2. Hard ground ball the opposite way to third base. Pineda fields up into the belly, sets and throws, and gets Ortiz. One out. That ball struck at 106 miles an hour off the bat, but on the ground. Cam Cauley's turn now. Time now for our Road to the Show spotlight, brought to you by Avondale Dealerships, where you look at a former Rough Rider in the big leagues, and why not take a look at Josh Young. Coming off his rehab with the Rough Riders, he's 3-for-4 today and a homer shy of the cycle. The pitch. Breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. He just hit a game-tying triple in the top of the eighth inning, scoring Josh Smith.
Oh-1.
Check swing, strike on the inside corner, 0-2. So good for Josh Young. His three hits in the 7-hole. You hope that he can continue to contribute a lot to this offense as they look to score more in the early season. Underperformance so far from Simeon and Seager. 0-2. Cauley swings. It's a high fly ball out to left center field. A skyscraping shot, but playable. Nivens angles to the alley and puts it away. Fly out to left for Cam Cauley, and it's two up, two down. The Rough Riders have now been retired 10 in a row.
The catcher, Cooper Johnson.
Cooper Johnson bats. Abimelech Ortiz was the last man to reach for the Rough Riders in the fourth. Johnson, right-handed hitter, 7-0 Naturals, top of the seventh. First pitch is up and away, one ball and no strikes. This is not the offense you expect under this Rough Riders lineup. 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt off the outside corner, 2-0. But that's the funny thing about baseball. You know, you can be really good one night, not so good the other night on offense. Frisco scored just two runs on Sunday, though they pitched a shutout, so they won 2-0. So it's not as glaring, but tonight it stands out a little bit. 2-0. Off the outside corner in the dirt, three balls and no strikes. It is still very early, so no overreactions necessary. It's always kind of funny when you have something early on in the season that becomes a trend, it sticks out a lot. 3-0. Inside ball four. Johnson, a four-pitch walk. Aaron Zavala takes his turn now. Two out, one on. 7-0 Rough Riders trail in the top of the seventh. Zavala, left-handed batter. If the Rough Riders were to have these back-to-back games in July where they score two runs, you wouldn't think anything of it. The pitch. A hard line drive off Caglione's glove into foul territory down the right field line, and a foul ball. Called by first base umpire Nate Hall. It looked like it was touched in fair territory, but Caglione must have been reaching into foul ground. Oh, tough break. Zavala's trying to make the argument that he touched it and it went into foul territory because of that, but no argument to be made. The pitch. Takes up and away. Ball and a strike. Everything is amplified in the early part of the season. And I'm sure that's why Zavala is itching for that hit. He's 0 for 8 to start the year. The pitch. Just inside. Two balls and one strike. So the more that you look deeper into it, the more you feel like you want to dig out of that hole if you're Zavala. 2-1. Inside, nearly hit him, and it goes back to the backstop, allowing Johnson to scamper up to second. A wild pitch. So now runner in scoring position. The Riders are 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position tonight. Two outs, runner at second, 7-0 Northwest Arkansas. And the catcher Jensen goes out and has a chat with Garavitos. Dustin Dickerson comes in and cleans his cleats on the back of the mound. While they're having that conversation up on the mound, I want to remind you that Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates on top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts the energy into saving for you. Switch and save in minutes by going to gotrhythm.com. Rhythm Energy, a proud sponsor of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. 3-1 on Aaron Zavala. Johnson leads from second, and Garavitos delivers. Up and away for ball four. Back-to-back two-out walks for the Rough Riders in the seventh inning, and Frenier Chavez strides to the plate.
Third baseman, Frenier Chavez.
Rough Riders with a little something cooking late in the ballgame tonight. First time they've had two men aboard in the same inning since the first. Still just two hits tonight. The pitch. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Chavez has walked and flied out to left in his two trips. 2 for 10 to start the season. Holds a two-tone bat over his left shoulder, and the pitch is down and in, gets off of Jensen's glove, and both runners advance. Just trickled about 10 feet away to his right, but far enough away for a wild pitch to move both runners up into scoring position. Two balls, no strikes on Chavi. Garavitos delivers. There's a fly ball hammered out to right center field, cross-ranging back into the alley, and he's there to make the catch. Chavez hit it well, but it hung up in the air, and Cross able to range it down. Side retired. Riders fail to score. They trail 7-0 into the stretch on HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos Quesos!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Alejandro Osuna, and you're listening to the Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
The 27-year-old Travis McGregor takes to the mound in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch outside to Peyton Wilson. One ball and no strikes. It's 7-0 at Northwest Arkansas. Called the bullpen, brought to you by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. 1-0. Low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. McGregor, the fourth arm used by the Rough Riders. Cole Drake started. He went three innings. Two innings from Ryan Lobos, one from Brian Magdaleno. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good offering down and in. It's 2-1. Magdaleno threw a scoreless sixth inning. Allowed a hit, walked a batter, and struck out a batter. 2-1, swing and a miss. Another good pitch down and in on the slider, and it's two balls and two strikes. Travis McGregor, 6'4", 215 pounds, a native of Tarpon Springs, Florida. Originally a draft pick of the Pirates in the second round in 2016. He wheels and delivers. Just misses up and away with a fastball, and it's three balls and two strikes. Pitching in his eighth career minor league season. He's been in the minors for 10 years. The pitch. Down and in, ball four. He walks Wilson to start the seventh. 7-0 Northwest Arkansas. Jack Pineda takes his turn, who has singled twice and was hit by a pitch. McGregor missed all of 2019 with Tommy John and then missed 2020, of course, with the pandemic, so didn't pitch in those two seasons. But he's a veteran. He delivers. Breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. A commit to Clemson before he was drafted. He readies here from the stretch in the 0-1. Breaking ball tagged into center field, sending Osuna back on a dead run to the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Osuna got a great break on it and made that catch look a lot easier than it was. One away. Connor Scott steps in now. McGregor throws five pitches. Four-seam, two-seam, cutter, sweeper, and splitter. And had a great conversation with him the other day about his arsenal. First pitch home to Scott. Outside, missing with the cutter. 1-0. Mentioned that he missed all of 2019 with Tommy John surgery. Well, he didn't throw the cutter before that. He readies here in the 1-0. That's down and in, two balls and no strikes. But when he came back from Tommy John surgery, he was having a lot of trouble commanding his fastball. And so he was messing around with a few different things during catch play and decided to throw a cutter. He'd never done it before in a game, but started playing around with it, and he felt like he commanded it pretty well. 2-0, fouled back. 2-1. So he decided to stay with it, and it's been in his arsenal ever since. A pitch that he wouldn't have if it weren't for getting Tommy John surgery. on a pitch that's probably been his best pitch ever since then. 2-1. Drilled into center field again. Osuna tracing back a couple steps. Not as far, though, and he's there to make the one-hand grab. With his shoulders square towards home plate. Two up, two down after the walk. Runner at first, 7-0 Northwest Arkansas. Bottom of the seventh. Dustin Dickerson bats. Oh for 3 day for the 9-hole hitting Dickerson. The pitch. Inside, he nailed him. Hit him on the back. Oh, a hit by pitch. Makes it 2 aboard and 2 down. Top of the order, due up in Gavin Cross. The hit batters have been a problem today for the Riders. Third hit by pitch for Frisco pitchers today. That was on the cutter. Tucker Mitchell has entered a catcher for the Rough Riders as this pitch is drilled down the right field line and fouled by Cross. It's 0-1. Cooper Johnson is out in this 7-0 game. Johnson just had an at-bat in the seventh. So Mitchell might get a plate appearance in the ninth. The pitch, down and in. Ball and a strike to Cross, who has singled and walked. He's 1-for-3. Runners take their leads from first and second. Right-hander's pitch. It's down. 2-1. Rough Riders and Naturals will meet tomorrow for game 2 of the series. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball elevated up and away. 2-2. Josh Steven will make his season debut for the Riders against left-hander Hunter Owen for Northwest Arkansas. 7:05 first pitch time tomorrow. You can hear part 2 of our interview with Cam Colley. The offering is flicked foul out of play down the left side. Still 2-2. Andrew's distributing pregame interview tomorrow. McGregor trying to get out of the seventh. He brings it. Hammered foul out of play down the right side. Still 2-2. A lot of hard contact, a lot of foul balls. Really good at-bats for these Naturals hitters tonight. They continue to be impressive. 42 runs in 4 games. The pitch is flicked foul out of play down the left side. And it's still 2-2. Riders infield plays to pole. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, and the 2-2 rides inside. 3-2. This next pitch will be the 9th pitch of the at-bat. Seems like there have been no at-bats that have come easy to Rough Riders pitchers today. Not a lot of first pitch swinging either. Long at-bats. The offering, runners go. Chopper over to first. Hatcher's got it on a high hop. Jogs to the bag and retires Cross for the final out of the 7th. So back-to-back scoreless innings by Rough Riders pitchers out of the bullpen. And we are done in the 7th. To the 8th. Rough Riders trailing 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network, brought to you by HEB.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Safe!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Now for the top of the eighth from the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Northwest Arkansas 7, Frisco nothing. Top half of the eighth inning from our best ballpark in Northwest Arkansas. First game of a six-game series against the Royals affiliate. 9-1-2 due up against a new arm on the hill. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing called to the bullpen. It's Anderson Paulino who takes over. Miesi's 0-for-2 today. Strikeout and a ground out. Paulino takes over for Garabitos, who threw one inning. Walked a pair, but didn't allow a run. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter in Miesi's, and Paulino comes home. Inside, 1-0-0. We've seen plenty of Paulino over the years. His third year with Northwest Arkansas. Tough year for him last year, a 5.57 ERA. The offering outside, 2-0. The big thing for him was allowing a lot of hits. 2.92 average against him last year. 2-0. Inside, 3-0. He also had some trouble with command. 25 walks in 53 innings. Had 7 home runs last year in his 48 outings. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike, 3-1. One outing this year, he allowed 3 runs in an inning of work. Allowed a home run against Tulsa. Right-hander comes home. And Miesi's rifles it into left center field. Cross a long run. Reaches out. It's past him and all the way to the fence. Miesi's on his horse. He's around second on his way to third. And he gets stopped right there. A triple for Luis Miesi's. And the ball hits him in the back and just glances off the front of the Rough Riders dugout. Boy, that ball was cracked. Miesi's hammered it. Cross, instead of trying to play the angle to keep it in front, he played the angle to try and catch it. And it got behind him. If that's maybe anybody else on the team, it's an inside-the-park home run. But Miesi's doesn't necessarily run well, and he'll take the triple. 104 miles an hour exit velocity on that. And Alejandro Osuna, the batter now. Osuna 0-for-2 with a walk. Just 1-for-15 to start the season. Here's the stretch from Paulino in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt, 0-1. Well, we mentioned that Northwest Arkansas on opening night scored 10 runs in the 8th inning to come from behind and win it 12-11. Well, if that happened, then the Rough Riders could. Yeah, anything's possible. 0-1. Line drive into the opposite way. It's into left field for a hit. Miesi's strolls down from third, and Alejandro Osuna with an RBI single to the opposite field to put the Riders on the board. They now trail 7-1. So Frisco is on the scoreboard, trying to chip away at this deficit late. Sebastian Walcott, the batter. He's 1-for-3. Anderson Paulino is now allowed 4 runs in his first 2 outings as the first pitch sizzles inside. 1 ball and no strikes. Walcott has hit the ball in play all 3 times today. The offering is drilled down the line and foul out of play. 1 ball and 1 strike. Got way out in front in a breaking ball. Osuna leads from first base. The 1-1. Inside. 2-1. It's what we were talking about earlier with overreactions early on in the season. With Osuna starting 1-for-15, those will happen over the course of the season, but because it happened right at the beginning, you start to think a little bit more about it. Wouldn't even notice it if it happened in July, as Walcott swings and pops it up back behind home. Jensen doesn't even give it a look. It's down onto the concourse. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Osuna definitely not going anywhere, trailing by 6. Paulino, the 2-2. Walcott bounces it foul near the on-deck circle past Josh Hatcher. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, it's a final in Chicago. The Cubs have beaten the Rangers 10-6 with 4 runs across in the bottom of the 8th inning. A couple of errors, 1 from Leody Taveras, 1 from Josh Young. 2-2. Soft roller up the third baseline. It trickles into foul territory and stays there. The foul ball, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walcott got out of the box quickly. He'll have to go back to home. Walcott walking back, grabbing the stick. Seventh pitch of the at-bat upcoming. The offering. He swings, grounds it hard off of Paulino's glove, over towards first. He recovers, bare hands, flips onto first and gets him. Oh, it was crushed. Paulino just kind of reached down with his glove and knocked it down. And he said, no, I'm good. It just hit my glove, over towards the dugout. Osuna down to second on the play, and there's one out. Josh Hatcher 0-for-3 today, needing a hit to hit safely in each of the first 3 games for him this season. The pitch. Takes a breaking ball up and in. 1-0. Mentioned we saw Paulino a bunch last year. He readies and fires. Hatcher swings and it's a high fly ball out to deep left. Nivens back at the warning track looking. It's gone! Josh Hatcher exits the ballpark to left to the opposite field. A 2-run homer. And the Rough Riders with a 3-run top of the 8th inning now trails 7-3. So down but not out quite yet. Josh Hatcher with his first home run of the season. And now Abimelech Ortiz. First pitch. Down and in. 1 ball and no strikes. Hatcher connecting on the opposite field shot. And the Rough Riders have their 3rd home run of the season in the 4th game of the year. Here she comes. Ortiz hits it off the end of the bat, but floats it into right field. It's a base hit. Abby with a single. His 2nd hit today. And the Rough Riders have a 4-hit 8th inning. Cam Cauley the batter now. Chip, chip, chipping away. Down by 4. Ortiz went 1-for-3 last year against Paulino. The pitch down in the dirt off the outside corner, 1-0, and now has a hit against him in his first at-bat this year. Colley did not face him last year, obviously, making his Double-A debut on Friday. There's action out in the Northwest Arkansas bullpen as well. The pitch down in the dirt again. Jensen blocks. The reliever out there is very quickly getting loose. They only have numbers on the back of their jersey, and it's a right-hander who is just not turning his back. Larry Carter, the pitching coach, out of the dugout to go chat. Really tough to tell who it is. It looks like Brandon Johnson. I believe it is Brandon Johnson who is loosening. 2-0 on Colley. And Carter trying to settle down his right-hander. Seven-3 Naturals lead it. Three runs across in this eighth inning for the Rough Riders. Pitch home, low and outside, 3-0 now to Colley. Here's the stretch, and the 3-0 pitch. Strike on the inside corner, 3-1. The offering home. Low for ball four. He walked him. So runners at first and second for the Rough Riders now. And Tucker Mitchell bats. Mitchell, who came in for Cooper Johnson, as the catcher in the seventh inning. You hope that Cooper's okay. Haven't seen anything. That would suggest otherwise, but Mitchell hitting now. The offering. Breaking ball for a strike in the inside corner. It's 0-1. RBI single for Alejandro Osuna. Two-run Josh Hatcher homer. The runs in this inning. The 0-1. Mitchell watches low and away in the dirt. It's 1-1. You have to imagine, with Johnson warming up in the bullpen, that this might be the last batter that Anderson Paulino is allowed to face. One pitch. Mitchell up the middle. It's fielded by the second baseman Wilson on to second for one. Throw to first. Not in time. Mitchell able to beat it out. Good hustle. Really nice play by Wilson going down to both knees to field that one behind the bag, nearly hitting the base. And threw on to second to get Colley. Dickerson just could not turn it in time. So runners on the corners with two down in the eighth. Here's Aaron Zavala. Mitchell hit that ball hard. Here's the stretch in the first pitch. Down and in. 1-0 and no strikes. Paulino ready from the belt. The 1-0. Flicked out of play down the left side. It's 1-1. Zavala walked in the seventh. He's 0-2 today. A strikeout and a ground out. He hit the ground out hard, though. Just right at Caglione at first base. Caglione holds on Tucker Mitchell at first. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball. 1-2. 96 on the gun there from Paulino. And time called. Zavala steps out.
Freiner Chavez on deck for the Rough Riders, trailing 7-3, top of the eighth inning. One, two. Grounded foul back behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders trying for a big-time comeback here. Right-hander readies. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him with a breaking ball. But three runs across for the Riders in the eighth. They trail by a score of 7-3. We go bottom eight next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Travis McGregor back out on the hill for his second inning of work. Bottom of the eighth inning, first pitch is down and in to Carter Jensen. It's one ball and no strikes. Carter Jensen, Jack Caglione, Spencer Nivens in the eighth inning. It's 2-3-4. Riders trailing 7-3 after the three runs in the top of the eighth inning put them on the board. McGregor walked one and hit a batter in the seventh, but got out unscathed. He winds and delivers. Swinging a drive into left center field, Zavala darting over into the alley, plants both feet, reaches up, two hands it out of the air, and there's one away. And that brings Caglione up. Caglione, a 468-foot homer in the third out to right. He's walked twice since, one for two. First pitch, down and in, 1-0. Time now for our Collin College trivia question. As McGregor winds in the 1-0. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, 1-1. It was on this date back in 1989 that Jim Abbott, the famed one-handed pitcher, made his Major League debut. There's the 1-1. It's down and in. It's two balls and one strike. In 1991, he finished third in AL Cy Young voting. Who won the Cy Young that year? 2-1 is a swing and a miss. It's 2-2. 1991 American League Cy Young winner. Who was it? That's our Collin College trivia question for today. I know Angel Jimenez is well-versed in American League Cy Young winners over the years. No? Oh, okay. The pitch. Lashed out of play down the left side. Still two balls, two strikes. I'll give you a second to think about it. 1991 AL Cy Young winner. I'll give you a hint here in a moment as well. Two-two. Line foul into the netting on the right side. Still two balls and two strikes. Your hint is that it was not his only Cy Young, so he's a multi-time Cy Young winner. 2-2. Hit foul back into the netting, back behind home. Still two balls, two strikes on Caglione. 7-3, Rough Riders trail. Bottom half of the eighth inning. One out, nobody on. Pull side shift. McGregor into the wind and the 2-2. Soft grounder right past the hill out to Walcott at short. He collects and throws on to first to get him. Two down. Spencer Nivens to the plate. All right, your Colin College trivia question. Who was the AL Cy Young winner in 1991? And the answer, Roger Clemens of the Boston Red Sox. One of seven Cy Youngs that he won in his career. Time called. A ball got away from the berm in right field. Luis Meaces has to go pick it up on the warning track and toss it back up into the seats. Or I guess into the waiting arms of the fans of the berm. No seats up there. One for 4 day for Spencer Nivens. The pitch is fouled back into the netting. And it's 0-1. Really, during that time period, you can guess that it was Roger Clemens winning the Cy Young, and you have a pretty good shot at it, given that he won seven of them. The offering. Up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. This was his third Cy Young in 1991. He won back-to-back in 1986 and 1987 with Boston. 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Then won back-to-back in 97 and 98 with Toronto, and then 1-1 with the New York Yankees in 2001 and another with the Houston Astros in 2004. Just an incredible career. Of course, he had some help with some illegal stuff. 1-2. Line down the right side, a foul ball off the tarp. And still one ball and two strikes. But still, nonetheless, an amazing career. You can argue he's the best pitcher of all time with the accolades he had with the ERA titles, the Cy Youngs. The pitch. Breaking ball dips low. 2-2. 7-3, Rough Riders down in the eighth. Two outs, bases clear. McGregor has his sign in the 2-2. Breaking ball just inside. Barely missed. Three balls, two strikes. Rough Riders in the top of the ninth will have 8-9-1 due up. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a sweeper down and in. Travis McGregor with a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Good work from the right-hander. And we go to the top of the ninth. Last chance for the Rough Riders, trailing 7-3 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind. The kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit HatCreekBurgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine, and Brandon Johnson is the new pitcher for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Rough Riders down 7-3. Need 4 to tie it, 5 to win it. Springer Chavez, the batter. Luis Mieses and Alejandro Osuna to follow. It's 8-9-1 in the Rough Riders order. Johnson, the right-hander, looks in at the switch hitter Chavez and the pitch. Inside, 1-0. Johnson, 25 years old, 6 foot, 195, out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 1-0. Fouled back into Jensen's glove. Ball and a strike. Johnson went to Ole Miss. Ninth round selection by the Royals in 22. The 1-1 is down, and it's two balls and one strike. Two appearances this year. He has a save. He hasn't allowed a run or a hit in two innings, though he has walked two and struck out three. 2-1. Sizzles high. Three balls and one strike now on Chavi. Slight pole side shift on the infield. The offering, and he takes down and in, ball four. Chavez earns a walk. Luis Mieses bats now. Brandon Johnson pitched with Northwest Arkansas in the second half of last year. High strikeout pitcher, struck out 78 in 55 and a third. Luis Mieses hits now, who tripled back in the eighth inning. The offering home. He takes down. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders fell behind early in this one if you're just joining us. Naturals put up a run in the second, three in the third, three in the fifth to go up 7-0. 1-0. Mieses cracks it into left center field. Cross on the run. Angling in just slightly into left center. Makes the catch. One away in the top of the ninth. Alejandro Osuna hits. The pitch outside. One ball, no strikes. Osuna 1-for-3 with an RBI single. The offering is just high. Two balls, no strikes. Two and nothing. The pitch. Weak chopper up the first baseline. A foul ball. 2-1. Frisco and Northwest Arkansas tomorrow in Game 2 of the series at 7:05. We'll have Josh Steven on the mound for the Rough Riders. The pitch is a strike over the heart of the plate. And it's 2-2. Looking forward to seeing Josh for the first time this year. 2-2 offering. In the air out to straightaway left. Nivens hardly has to move. Shuffles a couple steps to his right and puts it away. Two down. Riders' final hope rests on the bat of Sebastian Walcott. Trailing by four, top of the ninth. First pitch is flicked foul to the right side, 0-1. Riders down 7-3, down four runs. The pitch, swing and a miss off the outside edge, 0-2, and Riders are down to their final strike. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Low and outside. One ball and two strikes. Johnson looks in. He's got his sign. Stretch and the 1-2. Swing and a foul into Jensen's glove for strike three. The ball game is over. Riders fall. Final score is 7-3. Aaron Arvis Ballpark postgame coverage next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride. The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Yet. Postgame coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to RVS Ballpark postgame coverage here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Riders fall to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 7-3 to open up this six-game series. Frisco had some opportunities early, just could not cash in, and the offense just completely raked for Northwest Arkansas. It was a pretty dominating performance, going up 7-0 before the Riders scored three runs late in the eighth inning to make it look closer than it actually was. Seven runs, nine hits, and no errors for Northwest Arkansas. They stranded nine on the base pass and went just 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position, but it was the long ball today for Northwest. On the other side, the Rough Riders, three runs on six hits, one error. They stranded eight and also ended up going 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position tonight. Final game time was 2 hours and 43 minutes in front of 4,053 on opening at night for the home opener here at Arvis Ballpark. Go through the scoring for you. The Rough Riders fell behind early in the second on an RBI triple by Peyton Wilson. But in actuality, it should have been a two-run home run. He missed home plate and was called out at home upon appeal, turning it into an RBI triple instead of a two-run homer. Jack Caglione did not miss home plate, though, in the third. On an 0-2 pitch, he hammered a 468-foot home run, a three-run shot to make it 4-0. And then three more runs in the fifth added on for Northwest Arkansas. It was run scoring on a throwing error by the catcher Cooper Johnson before an RBI single by Jack Pineda, and Connor Scott lifted a sack fly into center to make it 7-0. In the eighth, the Rough Riders came back, though, with three runs, an RBI single from Alejandro Osuna before Josh Hatcher ripped a two-run homer into left field the opposite way. And the Rough Riders fell by that final score of 7-3. When we come back, we'll get you the scores around the Texas affiliation, tell you what the Rangers did, scores around the Texas League as well, and set up tomorrow's pitching matchup for Game 2 of this six-game series. More to come on the postgame show. Riders fall 7-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Come out to Riders Field in May for a loaded schedule of promotions. Join us for Bowling for Soup Night, Harry Potter Night presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Star Wars Night, Texas Monthly Taco Fest presented by Baylor Scott and White Health, and much more. For tickets and more on our May promos, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at ridersbaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season!
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the Lazy River for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco falls 7-3, the final score from Arvest Ballpark. One final time, we welcome you into Springdale tonight. The Rough Riders drop the opener. Let's take a look around the Texas League at the scores. There's just one game left that is still going on. It is in the bottom of the eighth inning. Amarillo at home trailing 9-5 in that bandbox of a ballpark out in Hodgetown to Springfield. The rest of the games are final. Corpus Christi, they drop it at home to San Antonio in their home opener, 4-3. While Midland, they fall on the road at Wichita, 3-1. And Tulsa, they win 1-0 over Arkansas on the road in that very pitcher-friendly ballpark. It's a very pitcher-friendly game with Tulsa beating Arkansas 1-0. As for the affiliates, the Round Rock Express, they had a tough one at home against Oklahoma City, 16-3, the final score in that game. 16 runs for Oklahoma City on 17 hits. At the high A level, Hub City, they win it 6-1 over the Wilmington Blue Rocks. And then at the low A level, Hickory throws a no-hitter. They win it 6-0 over the Augusta Green Jackets in just a phenomenal pitching performance by three different Hickory pitchers. It was Camden Perry, who threw the first four no-hit innings. William Privett added one shutout no-hit inning, and Jabril Easley threw the last four for the no-hitter in the home opener for the Hickory Crawdads. Congratulations to those three and the Crawdads as a whole. As for the Rangers, they had a tough one in Chicago. They came back to tie it 6-6 with an RBI triple from Josh Young. He finished a home run shy of the cycle in the top of the eighth, but Chicago came back with four runs in the bottom half of the eighth inning, aided by two errors, one from Josh Young and one from Leody Taveras. And Chicago takes game two of that series 10-6. They are now 9-5. The Rangers fall to 8-4 on the season after dropping the first two in the north side. Tomorrow, the Rough Riders and Naturals will meet for game two of this six-game set. Josh Steven takes the ball for the first time this season for the Rough Riders in his season debut. Left-hander Hunter Owen counters him for the Naturals. We'll be on the air at 6:50 for the pregame show. Brought to you by Cacique, we can have, or you can have, a chance to hear Cam Colley on our Andrews Distributing pregame interview with the second part of that interview, a fantastic chat with the Rough Riders infielder. And, of course, we'll have some baseball after that. We hope you join us for that game tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. That's going to do it for us tonight. Rough Riders drop it to the Naturals 7-3 in the opener of this six-game set. And we'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight. Rough Riders will be back in action tomorrow at 7:05. But until then, my name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. Have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. Once again, thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Anton's Po' Boys, Hat Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support. For tickets and more information on the Riders, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!